NGOs help get 800 foreign nationals released into U.S. over last month. By John Binder on June 6, 2021. Six non-governmental organizations, NGOs, found 800 foreign nationals in Mexico and Central America who were subsequently released into the United States by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, over the last month. The Associated Press, AP, reported the details of the operation in which DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has enlisted six NGOs, referred by the United Nations, to help find foreign nationals in Mexico and Central America who are then brought to the U.S. and released into the nation's interior. The plan has allowed 800 foreign nationals to be released into the U.S. interior since May 3. The AP reports, as Mayorkas hopes to release up to 250 foreign nationals referred by the NGOs into the U.S. interior every day. The NGOs are using a mobile app, called CBP-1, that allows foreign nationals to input their information so that DHS officials can more quickly determine if they are eligible to be released into the U.S. interior. International Rescue Committee, Save the Children, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, Kids in Need of Defense, Asylum Access, and the Institute for Women in Migration are among the NGOs working the operation, according to the AP report. While most of the foreign nationals referred by the NGOs are being released into the U.S. interior via El Paso, Texas, Mayorkas is expanding the operation to begin releases in Nogales, Arizona. There, the International Rescue Committee is expecting to help have 600 foreign nationals released every month into the region. The NGO-led operation is only one component of the Biden administration's massive catch-and-release effort at the U.S.-Mexico border. As of the end of March, more than 45,000 border crossers were estimated to have been released into the U.S. interior by DHS. Since Biden took office, tens of thousands of border crossers have been released into the U.S. interior. In many cases, border crossers are put up in migrant hotels, funded by American taxpayers, before being bused or flown on domestic commercial flights into major U.S. cities. From February 19 to April 22, as Breitbart News reported last month, the Biden administration had flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.